Fiddle songs.
If you can't remember the second one, just sing that first one all over again.
We got a copy of it. I copied it.
Praise the Lord.
Somewhere.
They used to try to sing with Brother Robert Lee, but he'd go putting all his words in there. You'd have to know his version. A lot of his songs. He'd make up a lot of verses. And folks over to these other churches, he'd get up and sing some of them songs. They would be singing one thing, all of a sudden they had to stop because he done had his own verse. They couldn't follow him on a lot of them songs. That song talking about going down into Egypt land, he made up a whole verse of it right on his own. Praise the Lord. Sister Peggy, you find one over there?
I'm saying about waiting on the Lord. Waiting, I've been waiting and waiting together, but I can't.
What's the name of that song?
I've been waiting.
Praise the Lord. I've been waiting for myself. Amen. I look for the Lord to come. I feel like it's right on the edge all the time. How do you feel? I tell you, it makes me keep an eye out. He said, watch and pray. Well, sometimes I get out there in the yard and I look around and the world just don't even seem like it just, I just ain't even part of it no more. You can get spiritual enough after a while when you feel like the earth. It wouldn't be that without Jesus. You know, you feel like it's all been left you behind anyway, no matter where you go. When you serve Jesus, you get to the point after a while where you feel like you're going to leave this world behind. What page is it, Sister Pam?
349.
Let's sing that. I've been waiting. 349, church hymn.
Many years I've prayed for
That song blesses your heart. Every verse. I got folks waiting yonder, friends, by the river shore. Praise the Lord. Amen. We on this side, but we're going to be on that side after a while.
That's right.
It's coming. It's coming. It's going to be a reality after a while.
That's right.
We're singing about it. We've heard it taught, preached, living it. Praise the Lord. It's going to be better when we get there. Y'all pray for Sister Amy. She come. Bring the message to us for this evening. Pray for us. Lord, bless you. Help you live in need.
As you always do, you help me out and pray for me on that. The Lord kind of has given me a message, but he's kind of thrown me out there, you know, a little bit. But I think because at times, you know, sometimes you get discouraged with things, and the Lord has to remind you. You walk in by faith. He's the one. He gives the word, and he gives the increase. You know, and I got to trust him to give me the word, so. Y'all help me out tonight. Pray for me. If you have your Bibles, first place of scripture is Psalms, chapter 8, and verse 2. Would say amen that Psalms chapter 8 and verse 2. And while we in Psalms, we'll make a statement, advertisement of some sort. And I ain't going to put a bookmark in the book of Psalms. I feel like it's going to be a little bit like Ezekiel. We might be referring back to it some. So go ahead and put your bookmark in Psalms if you want to. Psalms chapter 8, we start with verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength, because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Read that once more. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength, because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Now, if you will, back up a couple books to the book of Numbers. Chapter 22. We start with verse 21. That's Numbers. Chapter 22. We start with verse 21. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in the path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself into the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, "Why, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times?" And Balaam said unto the ass, "Because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, for now I would kill thee." And the ass said unto Balaam, "Am I not thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee?" And he said, "Nay." Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. And the ass saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now as I had slain, also had slain thee, and saved her alive. And Balaam said unto the angel of the Lord, I have sinned, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displeaseth thee, I will get me back again. And the angel of the Lord said unto Balaam, Go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak unto thee, that thou shalt speak. So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. Very second. Thank you, those were able to see it. So in Psalms, the Lord used babes and sucklings to confound his enemies.
Right.
He used a babe. And that was David showing God's power. He said he could use a babe and defeat enemies. He don't need an army. He don't need a big to do. He can do it with just a babe, just a child. The Lord can use to defeat enemies.
Right.
Any enemy. He said, they can just take one, just a child. No, hardly no knowledge, no great strength, not no soldier. He said, and I can take that small thing and confound the wise.
Right.
And in Balaam's case, you know what shocked me when I was reading these scriptures, when the Lord gave me these scriptures, Sister Lisa? How Balaam wasn't surprised when the donkey spoke to him. He wasn't surprised, Sister Lisa. And all the times I've read this scripture, I was more surprised about the donkey talking than he was. He wasn't surprised, Sister Ethel.
Right.
He was just telling her, he said, well, you were in my way. You know, and he was hindering her from, the donkey was hindering him from doing the wrong thing. For hindering him from to get killed. You know, Sister Dana, the Lord does miracles sometimes subtly.
Right.
You know, when we're going down this life path, and the ass kept saying, she'd take him out into a field, and he'd hit her and get her back on the way. And then he'd come to a bridge, and she ran up against the bridge, and she was trying to save him.
Right.
Sister Dana, that's kind of how the Lord directs our path, Sister B. He directs us from evil. He pushes us this way, let's go this way. He pushes us that way, let's do it this way. And sometimes, Sister B, it's hard for us to see that angel standing at the end of the way. There was a big, and the angel, he said, I was your adversary. I was coming against you. If she hadn't stalled you this long, said you would be dead by now, and I would have spared her. That's the way it is with the Lord, Sister B. We've, like Danny said earlier, we've been long gone. I hate to think now where I'd be if it hadn't been for the Lord. I hate to know, brother. I wouldn't even want to know. I don't even want the Lord to ever show me where I'd be without him, because I know where it is, Sister B. It's a place called hell, and I wouldn't want to be here. Y'all pray for me. I'm fixing to get loose. But I tell you what about David. Sometimes, and Mama told Sister Anita this morning, bless her heart, she said that we sometimes look for a hurricane, and we want a fire, and we want a flood, and we want something humongous for the Lord to show us. But sometimes it's just a still small voice. And Sister Dana, you got to be content listening to the still small voice before you can get the hurricane. Now the hurricane will come. Because the Lord, what did the Lord do when Daniel was in lion's den? He shut the lion's mouth. He didn't just give Daniel the strength to withstand. He come by and done a miracle.
Right.
He done it from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He made them fireproof. He done it from Moses on the water. Sister, at least the Lord's going to work a miracle. But you got to listen to the still small voice first. Sister Ethel, you have to be content with the Lord just saying, Sister, I'm going to help you. And then you got to be content when the help comes. Okay? We're going to get somewhere. Okay? Okay, we're going to get loose here in a minute, all right? I'm going to tie this up, and me and the Lord's going to work.
Okay.
The Lord's going to work, and I'm just going to be... I told him, I said, Lord, I said, I'm just a vessel. I said, you just do whatever you... I ask him every time. I said, Lord, just anoint me. I said, you and the Holy Ghost, just take over. Okay? And that's what I expect him to do. So it's today, I expect him to take over. I don't want to... You know, sometimes you get on a set course, and it's, Lord, this has got to be the way. This is what's going to happen. This is exactly... I can see straight ahead. I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and I can tell that this is what you're going to do. We've been this way. But sometimes, Sister B, the Lord has said, let's go this way just a little bit. Let's do it this way. Let's work it out this way. Sister B, you have to be flexible. When he says, go to the left a little bit, let's steer clear of what we're fixing to mix up in. That's what we do, Sister Dana. He said, I take your hand. He said, if the blind lead the blind, they'll both fall in the ditch. He said, but if you're following the Lord, Sister Lisa, ain't no harm going to come to you. I tell you what, Sister B, somebody needs it, or it wouldn't be such a fight, okay? Let me tell you something. When Balaam set out on his course, when he set out, he said, he was a prophet of the Lord, Sister B, and it was his job to go tell somebody about the Lord, okay? Now, we're going to put aside for a minute that he was fixing to go do the wrong thing. Let's talk about the right thing that he was going fixing to do. That when trials and tribulations come against you, Sister Lisa, it don't mean you've done something wrong. That's the trick of the enemy when he says, you must be going through all this because you've done something wrong. That ain't got nothing to do with the illnesses, sicknesses, trials, and tribulations. That comes on everybody. So it's Balaam headed down this road. Now let's talk about the good works that Balaam had done. Let's talk about the good things Balaam had done. He set out on this journey. Don't you believe that the devil's going to fight him and come after him? Well, the Lord is just like, and I'm to compare the Lord to a donkey, but the Lord is like that donkey. He was Balaam's guide. He said, don't go this way. Don't go that way. Let's steer clear just like this. Sister Lisa, it's that still small voice you got to listen to. Come on, let's go this way. Come on, it's going to be all right. It don't always have to be straight ahead. That's the only way you can go. That's all you can do. That's the only way it can end. It don't always have to be like that, Sister B. Sometimes you just have to say, Lord, let's just go around it. Let's go like this. That donkey told him, said, this ain't got to be like this. You don't have to go straight into the enemy. It ain't always got to be straight to the devil, straight to a problem, another this and another that. Sometimes, Sister B, you just got to say, Lord, I'll go around it with you. Sister Lisa, it ain't always got to end bad. It ain't always got to be bad. I'm telling you what, we got troubles and we got trials, but we got a God who can make the outcome a good outcome. It don't have to end bad. You don't have to walk with death. You don't have to walk with sorrow. It don't always have to be pain and heartache. But I tell you what, even though you suffer, you got a friend that'll lead you away from it. Sister Lisa, it ain't always got to be bad. Sometimes it's so easy to think that everything's going to be bad. Lord, the end of this road is just going to be bad. It can't end no way but bad. Lord, it's just awful. Everything's just going to be awful. You got to walk having faith. It ain't always got to end that way. The end of Balaam's road was death.
Right.
But the Lord said, it don't have to be that way.
Right.
Said you can. Said if you'll just follow me, said it won't be that way.
Right.
Did you know that people cause a lot of their own problems?
Right.
A lot of the way people end up is their own fault.
Yeah.
A lot of things people do is the way, and a lot of Christians end up is their problem.
Yeah.
Is their problem, Sister Lisa? That donkey talked just a still small voice. She said, I was trying to lead you the right way.
Right.
Said, if you just follow. Right. Following the Lord means having faith like he wants you to have it. Doing what he tells you to do.
Right.
No matter what happens, Sister B. No matter what happens. Let me tell you, one reason that the Lord in these last days don't do as many miracles as he used to is because if he did, people wouldn't serve him. People wouldn't serve him. I had that revelation sitting over there. I said, people wouldn't serve him. And you know, we pray and we want it, Sister Dina. And I try to think ahead of time. I said, Lord, if you do this for me,
how will I be? So, will I still serve you? Will I get hard-headed? Like, well, now that it's all fixed, I can do what I want to.
Right.
You know, I think that sometimes. And I pray ahead of time, Sister Penn, and say, Lord, if you do do this for me, which I hope you will, help me not to be that way.
Right.
And Lord, if you do something for me in the future, help me not to get so hard-hearted and narrow-minded where you won't help me.
Right.
But Sister Lisa, I'll tell you what, just because he don't do as many miracles don't mean he won't.
Right.
It
right.
don't mean he won't, Sister
right.
Lisa. It
it's
won't
right.
mean he won't help you out of your trouble right. and give you what you need when you're in your problems.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, you gotta be content if it's just a whisper.
Right.
Just him leading you along the path. Because the miracle is at the end to save you.
Right.
He said the miracle was at the end. The biggest heartache was at the end. And the Lord told him, said, we went right on around it.
Right.
Said we'd go right on around it. But we fell down and he said, Lord, I tell you what, the Lord works a lot behind the scenes.
Yeah.
He does a lot of miracles for you you don't even know about.
Right.
It might not be healing the blind and giving speech to the dumb and healing the deaf. It might not be that. But it's them death angels at the end of the road that you don't know about.
Right.
If you listen to that still false small voice, you'll miss them. He ain't got to come down and rain fire to prove a point.
Right.
But just saving you from that end, that proves enough.
That's right.
I tell you what, sometimes faith is believing in things that are not seen.
That's right.
You can't see it.
That's right.
But you believe it anyway, Sister Dana. And that comes a lot with, Lord, I know you're working, even if I can't see you working. I know you're doing something, even if I don't see it. But now, I appreciate the Lord. Y'all continue to pray for me.
Yeah.
That I'll get stronger in fighting the devil with stuff like this. Because I don't like when he hinders my messages and things. And I would see, that's the difference between and not having notes. Because I rely solely on the Lord when I'm up here.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with having notes. He's just never led me to write notes.
Yeah.
If he leads me to write notes, I will. But if he does that, I don't. Because I trust him when I'm up here to give him the word. And then when the devil tries to play with my mind and things, that hinders my connection. And if it hinders my connection, I don't have nothing to tell you until the Lord gets through, you know. So y'all continue to pray for me because I think the Lord could make me stronger and help me fight that in me. You know, not that it's anything or anybody or any situation. It's just I think I need to be stronger, and I think that might be what this is about. The Lord helping me get stronger to fight on the inside. But I appreciate the Lord, and I hope the message helps somebody. That was what the Lord laid on my heart, and I appreciate y'all.
Okay.